Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Hey guys, Anthony here from the Four Corners Podcast. As you guys know, me and Josh, we were out there covering the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament here in Charlotte, where the Tar Heels were at. And we gave you a little bit of a bonus the other day when we let you hear what RJ Davis had to say in his locker room interview. We're going to do the same thing here today. And the first guy that we're going to let you hear from is Cormac Ryan. He spoke in the locker room after the Tar Heels win on how they were able to turn things around and the value of some of the guys on this roster.
And it's unreal. I mean, we've waited all year for these kind of moments, and you know, just to go out and fight through a game like that, to bounce back in the first half, and you know, I'm just so proud of our group and how together we are. We never once flinched. We didn't come apart at all, and that's man, it's just so special. I'm so grateful to be a part of it.
They started out the first half and the second. What were kind of the messages to make sure that both had you guys kind of got back in and stay there?
Just stay together, keep raising our energy and our effort. That's really how we can, you know, generate our offense, and our defense is just energy and effort. And so every time they threw a punch, we were able to respond with an even greater level of energy. And so I'm just so proud of our group, man.
How close is this team to playing at their absolute best? Obviously, you always want to improve. You're going to Los Angeles. You still have room to do whatever you need to be hard to push that level.
Yeah, I mean, I still think this team has a lot more to give, and I think our ceiling is still super high, which is a great position to be in March. You always want to have more to give, and so, but to battle the way we did tonight, it's a testament to our experience. It's a testament to kind of where we've been all season. We've been in positions like this. We've been down before, you know, and we're never out. And so that's it's a hell of a feeling to be able to look to the left and the right and know each guy in the huddle has got your back and you have theirs, and you're going to go out and do whatever it takes to get a win on a stage like this.
They were getting whatever they wanted inside in the first 8 minutes. How did you guys turn that around?
Our toughness, that's all it was. It wasn't X's and O's, and that's what Coach Davis said to us. He said, we can't even talk basketball until we raise our energy and our effort. And we did that, and we fought back, and it was just a matter of our competition. And once we did that, we were able to basically handle anything they could throw at us.
And then early on, their defense wasn't allowing you guys to get good shots at all. How did you change that?
I think our defense helped us. I think getting stops allowed us to kind of get out and run a little bit. I think it wore them down. You know, they weren't as energized coming off of makes. It's hard to play defense coming off of a miss. And so, you know, that helped change the energy a little bit. And, you know, guys came in and made huge plays to impact the whole dynamic of the game.
How did the atmosphere particularly that run in the first half?
Playing in Charlotte is amazing. Our fans are great. We have the best fans in the world. And obviously having an arena that's got your back was super helpful for us tonight, especially when we needed some energy.
Is Charlotte a home away from home?
For sure. Yeah, I mean, it's a quick drive from Chapel Hill, and you could feel that in the arena tonight. Putting ourselves in position to go out and win games like this, that's why we do it. That's why we train so hard in the summer. That's why we practice so hard every single day, is to go out and put forth an effort like this, especially when it's not easy. To do it with this group of guys, man, it means the world. Like, we love each other. We have each other's backs. We don't flinch when things get tough. And it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be a part of, because it's not easy to have that. And I've been, you know, so fortunate to be around this group that has it. And it's rare.
Elliot just said that you guys have to win once a day. How long have you guys had this on your radar to get there?
I mean, we said it from the very beginning. We wanted to win the Charlotte tournament, and we did. And now we've put ourselves in a good position to go win the L.A. tournament. And that's how we're going to look at it. We want to get out to L.A., have some great practices, and prepare for whoever we're going to play.
This game is against the Rollins and Temples. You had it sort of the end of the first half. They sort of came back, I think, within four at one point. What was ultimately the key to seizing control of this one and not letting it back?
our togetherness, I think, you know, being able to continue to trust each other, our ability to execute, to continually raise the level of energy, and that starts with guys coming in and making individual effort and energy plays, and that happened all across the board all night. And we were able to weather the storm, and Michigan State's a tough team. They're an experienced group. They've been here before, but so are we. And we were able to stay together and make sure that we were able to weather those storms.
What was the key, do you think, to kind of breaking their spirits there when they didn't have it toward the end to give you one final blowback?
I think it was just getting stops. I think we did a good job for the most part getting stops when it mattered.
And then
going down and converting, getting the ball inside Armando was huge. He made some big plays, both scoring and passing. Elliott comes back and getting that layup. Harrison making those threes. Like, you know, I could go down the list. RJ, you know, Seth, Jay Witt, Jay Wash. Like, the guys who come in and make plays for us, it's endless. You never know who it's going to be, but you always know it's going to be somebody, and that's a great thing.
Cormac, what was in your mind when Harrison shot the three that took the victory lap or two around the
rim? Man, he's got soft touch. I'll tell you that. And I was happy as hell to see that go down. And that was a big shot for us. That was a really confident shot from him. He stepped up and he drilled it.
Looks like you got a high.
No, that's old. That's old, but I kind of like it.
It was that kind of game today, too.
Sure was. Yeah, I mean, I said this, you know, in media a couple days ago. Like, we knew that this game would start and end with toughness, and it didn't start with it for us. We came out, and we were not the tougher team. But Coach Davis challenged us in the huddle to be tougher. He said it's not going to be about basketball until we raise our energy and our toughness. And he was right. It wasn't an X's and O's thing. It was an energy thing. And that's really what I'm most proud of is our group. We just were able to fight back. And we are a really, really tough group. And so we showcased that. That ultimately led to us getting that win.
Was that challenge from him before you guys won on that run?
Yep.
Do you remember what he said?
That was basically what he said. He said, listen, I'm not going to talk to you guys about X's and O's until you raise your energy and effort. But then he was right. You know, it had nothing to do with what they were running. They weren't doing anything special. It was just a physicality thing. It was an effort thing. It was across the board, all five guys. So, you know, being able to respond that way, that's what we've done all year. And I think that's one of the things that makes us great. We can respond to the challenge in the moment as big as Bill can come out and punch back.
Can you guys get
basketball is a game of runs. It always has been. So you want to limit the other team's runs and extend your own. So that's they're twofold. You got to get stops in order to go on runs, and you got to make shots. And, you know, we're a team that we've shown we're capable of getting really hot, and we get locked in defensively and go on big runs that really can wear teams down. And so that's one of our strengths, and that's something we're going to need to keep doing going forward in this tournament.
How valuable is a guy like Seth that comes in, produces what he does on the defensive end of the floor in that second half? What does that mean to you guys, energy-wise, on the bench?
I mean, we've said it all year. His energy, his defense is off the charts. It's something that helps us out so much to have a guy like that be able to come in and impact the game in such a significant way. And so he was amazing tonight. We're going to need him out in L.A., and we have no doubt that he's going to bring that same energy.
All right, there you go, guys. Really hope you enjoyed hearing what Cormac had to say after the game. We got two more of these coming up throughout the afternoon, so make sure that you keep an eye on your podcast feed for this. If you want to watch the video editions, they're over on the Facebook page. Make sure you head over to the website, heeltoughblog.com, to check out all the coverage that we have from Thursday and Saturday. And, of course, we'll be taking you through next weekend in L.A., no matter how far the Tar Heels go. It'll all be there for you on HeelToughBlog.com.
Guys, it just doesn't get any sweeter than that.